Today at Quieting Nam is March 18th, and we're starting a five-day phase of service to Shiva. We had a two-day retreat reflecting on what we're going to do in the next 5 days. It's going to be wonderful, dynamic days. We're looking forward to each and every one of them. We're all geared up here at Quieting Nam to be with you in our cyberspace ashram, and do a lot of good work in reaching out to the world from our little mystical garden island. The question has come up about friends and acquaintances. What is the difference between a friend and an acquaintance? That's kind of mixed up in most people's minds. When we go to school, we go to study, but we make friends and we also have acquaintances. A friend is someone who stands by you in the good times and the bad times. A friend is someone who you can talk to, you can share your secrets with, and they won't tell anyone. A friend is with you spiritually, socially, culturally, and is interested in what you're interested in. An acquaintance may just want you for your body. An acquaintance may just want to be around you because you happen to be there. An acquaintance may be interested in what you're interested in, but not interested in your religion or your inner beliefs. Shall we say an acquaintance is a part-time friend? And in the good times, he'd be with you, the bad times, disappear. You want to surround yourself with beautiful things. People are shopping today for automobiles. People are shopping on the internet. People are surrounding themselves with beautiful things, but often surround themselves with acquaintances which they mistake to be friends, and then get disappointed and get their feelings hurt. Whereas we should put more time testing our acquaintances before we take them into our life as friends. And in doing so, we surround ourselves with just the right people. People that are loyal, trustworthy, kindly, who understand us and we understand them spiritually, inwardly, have the same philosophy, speak the same inner language and the same outer language, and have the same interest. That is a friend. Well, think this over. Look at your list of friends and acquaintances and check off the ones you can call real friends, and maybe slowly distance yourself from some of the others and let them go their way. Well, our cyberspace ashram has its doors open tomorrow, the next day, and the next day, and we hope you'll come back and back and back. And please do send in your questions. Om Namah Shivaya. We'll be seeing you tomorrow.